This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and China clashed in rare talks Friday as U.S. President Joe Biden made his international debut at the G7 summit, with his administration pressing Beijing on COVID, Taiwan, and human rights. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, joining Biden at the summit of industrial democracies in Britain, also spoke by telephone with senior Chinese official Yang Jiechi, their first talk since a heated in-person encounter in Alaska in March. As Biden uses his first presidential trip abroad to unveil a massive plan to buy and distribute 500 million COVID vaccine doses around the world, Blinken is renewing U.S. pressure on China over the origins of the pandemic that has killed more than 3.7 million people, according to the State Department. Blinken, quote, stressed the importance of cooperation and transparency regarding the origin of the virus, including allowing World Health Organization experts back into China, State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a statement. From blimps of Biden to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to activists dressed in Pikachu costumes, hundreds of protesters have targeted the G7 summit in southwest England to demand action on the climate, poverty, and COVID-19. Police have mounted a major security operation with thousands of officers drafted in from across Britain. Some of those planning demonstrations have said they intend their protests to be noisy, disruptive, and annoying. On Friday, officers said they had arrested 7 people after stopping 2 cars in which they found paint, smoke grenades, and megaphones. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.